Now, a story about a diplomat and the undead. Seriously, here's the world's Alex Galifant.
It begins in Transylvania. Actually, it begins at the British Embassy in Washington, and a recent blog post titled A Bloody Good Show. The author is Sir Nigel Sheinwald, Britain's ambassador to the United States. Sheinwald has noticed something unusual in Hollywood. Admittedly, this doesn't give much away. To explain, he notes that British on-screen bad guys are commonplace, but he points to, quote, a less remarked upon British contribution to American life, to the unholy ranks of the silver screen's undead. Ambassador Sheinwald writes not of mummies rising from the grave, nor of zombies roaming Sunset Boulevard, but of vampires. British actors playing vampires, that is. Of course. Early in the history, there was Christopher Lee, forgive me, sinking his teeth into the role of Dracula. Later, Gary Oldman also played the Count, in his case for Francis Ford Coppola.
I had a casket up at my house. It was a gift from Francis. So I can't reveal whether I ever used it.
Oldman's revelation and Ambassador Sheinwald's blog reveal a sinister, though perhaps unsurprising, truth. We British are more than comfortable playing pasty-faced, centuries-old bloodsuckers. Here's Kate Beckinsale as Celine in one of the Underworld movies.
Who are you people?
You're in the middle of a war that's been raging for the better part of 1,000 years. A blood feud between vampires and lycans. Werewolves.
And you wouldn't catch a British actor playing a werewolf. Heavens no. We leave that kind of thing to the Australians. This week, another movie vampire arrives in Twilight, New Moon.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
This is the last time you'll ever see me. Please just promise me you won't do anything reckless.
This British vampire takes on a new shape. Actor Robert Pattinson disguises his true nature under the cloak of an American accent. He's not the only one. Stephen Moyer does the same for his portrayal of Bill Compton in the HBO series True Blood.
Your choices are your own, as are mine. You have my gratitude for your hospitality. I will not soon forget it.
There, Moyer's character speaks about hospitality shown to him during the Civil War, moments before he turns bloodsucker. But he may as well have been talking about the easy passage British vampires, I mean actors, have made into American cultural life. Even PBS has opened the door to Dracula.
I paid for your passage. I purchased property to match your specifications. It is I who have secured your legal residency in this country. What are you doing here?
I only go where I'm desired, where I'm invited in.
What are you doing here?
I enjoy the women in this house.
And there it is, finally, the dark truth. The ambassador may claim that all these British vampires merely highlight the cultural ties between the UK and the US, but we now know otherwise. British vampires want your fear, your acting jobs, and I'm sorry to report, your women. For the world, I'm Alex Galifant.